Okay, seven tips for winterizing an in-ground pool. First off, it's very important to make sure that the pool water chemistry is balanced before closing the pool. There are winter chemicals that are available that are added to in addition to normal balancing of the pool water. This is important because if the water chemistry is out of balance, it could have negative effects on the pool surface as it's sitting over the winter time. So very important to get it balanced. Most pool stores can help with that and also offer the winterizing chemicals and instructions of how to add it. Second, you want to make sure that the pool is clean from any leaves and debris that could be potentially sitting on the pool's bottom, the surface, and stain the pool surface. Leaves have tannins in them. Can't spit that one out. Tannins. And that when sitting in water can stain a pool, fiberglass step, etc. So it's important to make sure all the leaves and debris are out of the pool to prevent any staining that would happen. Number three is protect your pipes and your equipment. Obviously, when we're in the freezing months, any water that could be sitting in any area could freeze and burst and cause some damage and cost money to repair. Sort of like the old Coke bottle analogy of putting water in a Coke bottle and putting it in the freezer is going to expand and burst. So we don't want that to happen to our, you know, our expensive pool equipment or our plumbing lines that would cause us grief and have to do some repairs when we open the pool back up in the spring. Number four is to cover the pool, especially if you have a lot of trees around the pool. The leaves are our enemy, is that they can overwhelm us if we're not careful and get into the water where we're constantly dipping and or clogging up skimmers and allowing the pump to run dry. So we don't want to do that. We want to make sure that if we have a lot of leaves, we want to cover it up. And we can do that with leaf nets. We can do that with a tarp type cover. There's a safety cover that can be installed and even an auto cover for maximum convenience. You can opt not to cover the pool if you don't have any leaves. And a lot of people that can do that like to do that because they want to continue to look at the pretty water even though it's winter time. Number five is make sure to turn off the breaker that runs the pool or other equipment that would be around the pool area. This ensures that if there's a timer on there, an automation setting, that the pump doesn't kick on the next day or next month or something like that and potentially cause some damage that way. So you want to make sure you turn off the breakers for the pool equipment. Be mindful, though, is that if there is a breaker in the control panel for maybe like a sump pump that would go under the house or something else that would need to stay on, is that you don't turn that off to where you could cause some problems that way. But definitely on the pool pump, heater, etc., that sort of thing. Number six is make sure that the any garden hoses that you have out around the pool area or house for that matter are drained. You know, empty those out so if you were in the need of getting water on the outside of the house that you can not have a frozen hose and you can be able to hook up and be able to get water if you need it. Outside spigots, a lot of them have a air relief on it that drains the water back into the house so it's protected. A lot of times you may want to cover those up to keep wind off of them to keep them from freezing, but definitely want to disconnect any garden hoses from that because a lot of times water can sit up in that garden hose and also in that spigot and it could freeze and bust and sometimes it could be on back inside the house and you really don't know that until down the road and then potential some water damage. So that's important. Number seven and lastly is to check on your pool periodically. Even though it's winterized, you want to make sure that the water level is staying where it's supposed to. Sometimes folks don't realize that they have a leak in the pool until the pool is winterized and sort of sitting there, put to bed, and then the water slowly goes down. During the season, people are using the pool, splashing, that sort of thing, and a lot of times folks attribute that to splash out and evaporation. So keep an eye on that, because if you have a tarp-type cover, if that water's not there to support it, then when you get some rain, it can push that cover in, and all that nasty stuff that could be on top could go into the pool. If you have an auto cover, that water's not there to support that cover and could strain the cover going back and forth. And then with a safety cover, if you get a lot of water on there, it could put extra strain on the cover as well. And for an extended period of time, that that could cause some problems as well. So just keep an eye on it. Also, if you tend to see some, if you don't cover the pool and you see some algae growing, you want to just keep an eye on it. You can dilute some granular chlorine into a bucket of pool water and pour that around the pool perimeter just to sort of keep that algae from getting worse on you and turn the pool completely green until you get it opened up in the early spring. So some good tips and helpful information to winterizing an in-ground swimming pool.